from the Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen. This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Thank you for all the DMs that you are sending in to us every day. We get to do the DM Deep Dive on the show every day because of that.
Yes. Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Victoria is asking, would you rather be your version of perfectly good looking or your partner does not find you attractive but still loves you, or be 10% uglier than you are now? Not saying anyone is ugly, but your partner thinks you are the most good looking person in the world.
I don't even understand what they asked.
Would you rather be the version you are
of yourself now?
Right now.
Yeah.
But your partner does not find you attractive.
But Catherine doesn't find you attractive.
Okay.
Or you could be 10% uglier than you are now, and Catherine would think that you are the most good-looking person in the world. Like, she just finds you super hot.
That's a tough one, because, like, why would somebody be with somebody if they didn't find them attractive?
Man, right? Like,
it's a stupid question, first of all, but it's a hard question to answer, because I think that I would be reluctant to change the way I looked because I would worry that you would lose self-confidence. And as soon as you lose self-confidence, then you become even less attractive. Mm-hmm. So I'd be afraid that I'd wind up in the same spot with somebody who doesn't find me attractive. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you don't want to change yourself just because you want someone to think you're pretty or better looking.
Yeah, but you would change yourself, like, to make yourself in your eyes uglier. And, like, that's just going to, like, ruin everything.
Your self-esteem.
Right?
Mm-hmm. What's your answer, Maria?
No, I'm not changing.
Yeah, I'm not changing either.
Don't find me attractive then. See you later.
Yeah.
Maury?
I'm going to be 10% because I'm not going to find probably, like, Matthew's.
What do you mean probably?
So I'll just be 10%.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't lose Matthew.
No.
No.
Yeah, that's
especially,
it.
He pays the maintenance fees.
Wow. Cheesecake, what's your answer?
I'm not changing at all.
Yeah, I ain't changing, dog.
No.
Uh-uh.
Is there anything you would change, Shem?
Oh, yeah. It'd be like 100 pounds less than I am now, probably.
100.
Yeah, probably. But that's about it. I don't know. I like the way that I look.
I think you're perfect the way you are.
Thank you very much.
I think proportionally, I think that you look like everything works. You know
thank
what I mean?
You.
Like I don't think I don't look at you and I think that you're a whole package. You know what I mean? Like there's nothing where like one thing is out of proportion to the next. Like I think that you're it all ties together nicely like a rug.
Thanks, man. Like a rug. I'll take that.
Okay.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Samra says, not sure if this has been answered before or not, but why is Matthew and Maury still married? There's clearly no love left.
Oh my God. I think Maury answered that with the last question. Matthew pays the maintenance fees.
Maury's version of love is, I think, a unique version. Would you say that, Maury?
You know what? I honestly think as much as I think we work very well together.
Yeah.
Like, does what you hear is that? Very real. Uh-huh. But at the same time, I don't think we could ever leave each other.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think
that makes any
that.
Sense.
Uh-huh. No, it does, and I would agree with that.
Maybe this will better help understand, because I think that I finally wrapped my head around sort of Maury's relationship with Matthew, is they very early on out of the gate developed the same type of cohabitation and relationship that you see often with couples who are like 80 and still together.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, there's not a lot of love.
Yeah.
You know, you're in it for the long haul.
You're just there.
You're just there.
Coexisting.
You had a few good years, right? And you rely on those.
Yeah.
And those are the good old days. But as it is right now, who needs all the nonsense?
Sure.
Right? That's just it. And that's pretty much your relationship.
You know how I know that Matthew still really loves me?
How?
There's a very good looking guy on the 8th floor in our building.
Yeah.
Who says hi to only me when we're around and doesn't even acknowledge Matthew, and it drives Matthew nuts and he's very jealous.
Matthew isn't jealous because he's saying hi to his hot husband. Matthew's jealous because he's not saying hi to him.
Well, because his words are, oh, what happens when I'm at work then between the two of you?
We already know that. Yeah. You've talked about that a million times on the show.
Literally nothing. Maria, we have time for one more deep dive, please.
All right. Sanez says, so we all know Shem is super secretive about what cologne he uses, but I was listening to the podcast and I think I've may uncovered his secret.
Oh.
And no, as much as Mocha likes to think, it is not Axe body spray.
Thank you.
In episode 504, at 39 minutes and 35 seconds, he mentioned Armani blue with cocoa butter. Hopefully he hasn't changed it since.
Incorrect. I said Versace blue, light blue, not Armani blue.
Okay.
And it's still not that.
It's not that.
That's not your regular.
That is not the regular.
Man. No. Will you reveal?
Gotta be Axe body spray.
Does everyone wear just one? Like, don't most people have like four or five bottles of other things?
I have two. I have like one that I will wear when I'm going out to like someplace fancy, like mm-hmm. like a real high end, super expensive one, and then
like
a Red Lobster. Red Lobster.
Yeah.
For the biscuits, and then like an everyday one.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It's so weird that Shem's so secretive about his perfume. It's
like,
so wild.
Do you
wild.
Think that you mention it and all of a sudden, like, all these guys are going to go out and start buying that cologne and, like, just start smelling like you?
No, I don't think I'm that influential. No, not at all.
The one that we smell most often, is that the high-end one or the not high-end
that's
one?
That's the not high-end
that's
one.
That's the not high. That's
Yo,
not-
we're not worth the high-end one?
No.
No.
We're lower than Red Lobster?
Dog. Can you wear the high-end one, like, just
like a day?
One day?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Just so that we know.
Yeah, I'll wear it
just
tomorrow.
Just so we
wear
know
it tomorrow. Wear it
what
tomorrow.
It's like Done. When you take your girl to Red Lobster on a Friday night. Ladies and gentlemen, keep those DMs coming in. They go to Maria. Maria brings them to the show. And we do this on the DM Deep Dive. Amazing. Amazing today, Maria. Thank you.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Yesterday on the DM Deep Dive, we were talking about Shem's cologne.
Oh, because it's such a huge mystery and he refuses to say what he wears?
Yeah, and everyone's always like listening to the podcast and like trying to decipher what Shem's saying and then like taking bits and pieces of like what they think are clues and then they reach out to us and be like, yo, Shem, is it this?
But we also found out that Shem has like a fancy cologne for going out for dinners and stuff like that, Red Lobster.
Nice.
And then,
real bad man.
And then like the one that he wears for like everybody else, like just around regular civilians.
Yeah. That's what we get.
Yeah, and that's the one we get. And we had said, okay, Shemmy, cheesecake, cookie burger, you wear the good one tomorrow. And let us take a whiff of the good one because you refuse to say what it is. And people have guessed. Yep. And every time somebody tries to guess what it is that you wear, you always say no. But let me ask you this. Now that we've had at least a couple of dozen guesses.
Sure.
Has anyone correctly guessed it and you've lied?
No. Nobody's guessed it correctly.
Nope. Damn it, Maura, you had a thought as to what it was at one time.
Yeah, I still think that it is, Issey Miyake Cool Water.
Cool water,
man. No, not cool water.
Oh, wow. That Shem took offense to that.
A little bit. No, wow. Not cool water.
Yo, they got that gift set on sale right now at Shoppers. Yeah.
Like Issey Miyake? Yeah.
No, cool water, man.
Cool water. Okay. Maria, you're probably nose blind having sat in there all day with Shem. You probably don't even smell it. Can both of you just come in here for 1 second, please?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. All right.
I need to see what the good cologne smells like.
Okay.
Have you smelled Shem yet today?
No.
I have not smelled Shem yet today.
I'll take a whiff.
Yeah.
I'll take a whiff of the cheesecake.
Yeah, me too.
See what it's like?
Me too. I'll take a whiff.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Okay. Okay, Shem, come here for a sec. Let me smell you. Get over here. Big boy. Come on. Where do you splash it when you splash?
Around my neck area?
Yeah.
Yeah, and chest?
Nice. Hey, yo.
Okay.
I'm
kidding. Okay, hold on. Okay, let me.
You wanna get it?
Yeah. Okay, it's fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yo,
I get
here.
It. I see it. It's very understated, though, right? It's very understated.
Wow. Let me take a whiff of this cheese.
Yeah.
Yo, that's Phoenix by Axe.
Oh, wow. Okay, Shem, get in there. Let Damn It Maury.
That's Maury's, body spray
Maury's
Phoenix.
Got that nose. Maury, I'm relying on you here.
Okay.
You got to come through. Tell us what that is.
Oh, that is very familiar.
Yeah? What do you think?
Okay, come back.
Okay.
Maury's got that
nose. It changed.
Oh,
it's a different on the shirt than it is on the neck. Mocha, different on the shirt than it is on the neck.
Come here, let me smell your neck. Cheesecake?
Yeah.
It's different. Okay. It changes.
Do you wear something else on the neck?
Oh, no, that's a different axe. That's the chocolate axe body spray.
Oh, my God. What are you wearing today, Mocha? What are you wearing today? Are you wearing anything today?
I have. It's a company called Persons of Interest.
Persons of Interest. Maria, you've obviously, I don't even know, can you even smell Shem anymore?
No. I can walk in this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Come over to a microphone here.
When I walked into the studio this morning, I knew he was wearing a different cologne because I immediately smelt it.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think it's very sweet. It's giving me like not that it is pink sugar because it's a woman's perfume, but I mean, I think it's giving something along those lines of like a very sweet, like
pink sugar. Yeah. Write that down in the nickname file. Right?
Can I take two guesses?
Hold on, Maury. One second, Maury.
No, we got to pivot. We got to pivot real quick.
Maria, smell my arm. Come smell my arm. You tell me if you like this one.
Oh, that's really nice.
Right?
Yeah.
That's really nice.
I like that one.
Yeah. What's that?
What's that one?
What is it?
Yeah.
I'm not telling.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. Maury, what do you think it is?
So I have two guesses.
Yeah.
It's either, I don't know the designer, but African leather.
African leather?
Nope.
No, it's not African leather.
Second one is Nicole Miller Blue Jeans.
Blue Jeans.
Never heard.
Blue Jeans by Nicole Miller.
I like that you guys wear like sweeter colognes.
Yeah, I wear vanilla.
Very, like,
yeah.
What is it? Not musky.
I'm a very vanilla base as well.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. Now go smell. Can you smell Mocha? Would you mind?
I'm wearing.
I'm telling you, Cheesecake rocking the Axe body spray. Yeah.
Like, a lot more.
A lot more what?
I would say like fresh.
Fresh.
Hey.
Okay. Yeah. This is us, by the way, if you're just joining us, trying to figure out what it is that Shem wears as a cologne. Maury, what are you wearing today?
I'm wearing Yardley Frisian Lady Body Spray.
Come out here, let Mocha smell you.
What?
Lady Body Spray?
Let Mocha get in there. Get in there.
Where?
Oh,
okay. Bro. Yo, look at that chest hair, dog.
Yeah. You need the chest hair. What else is the cologne supposed to stick to if you don't have chest hair?
Like, listen, I know we're going into winter and everything, but yo, my man's like a bear about to go into hibernation here.
Smell here.
Lift up your head. What does that smell like? What does that smell like?
Like food, a little bit. What'd you eat today? No.
Does it last? Is it a little?
I don't know.
It's lesions? What did you say?
Frisians.
Oh, lesions.
It just smells like skin.
It's weird.
It smells like skin.
You're right in there on the hair too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, good for you.
It tickled my nose.
Good for you. So nobody got it, Shem?
No, nobody got it.
Nobody guessed it. Damn.
Axe body spray Phoenix or Axe body spray the chocolate one.
Yes.
Too sweet for us, Cheesecake.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Anytime you DM us here at KISS, those DMs get to Maria. She puts them together and brings them to the show so we could chat about them.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Jules says, do you guys ever purposely not answer a text right away when you see it or even a call? I feel like some people do this all the time but are afraid to admit it.
Of course.
I think a lot of people do that. It depends on what you're doing in the moment and if that text requires a reply immediately. Like, I try my best if somebody texts me to reply right away. But there are times if I'm, like, busy, right? I've gotten into the habit, like, if I'm doing things where I need to be focused, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Mm-hmm. So I don't even see those texts until after I take my phone off of Do Not Disturb. Or if I'm busy doing something, then I'll just reply later.
Yeah, I all the time. Yeah. Like, yeah, just because I got stuff going on and I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to deal with that right now.
Yeah.
All the time. Mm-hmm. I have no problem admitting that.
Yeah.
For sure.
You, Maria?
Yeah, I do that.
Uh-huh.
Especially like if there's something that I want to put attention to answering, like I'll read it and then I'll unread it so that I know I haven't answered it yet.
Yeah.
But there's
I do that too sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, there's also
so you
just
know
sometimes
that the
people
notification
that, like,
is there.
But sometimes I just don't want to.
He's got all these tricks.
See.
What do you mean tricks? It's a swipe, bro.
I don't know how to do that. I'm afraid to swipe anything on my phone because I think I'm going to, every now and then, like on Gmail, I'll accidentally swipe something and I'm like, oh, that's gone forever.
Well, no, it's really in your trash bin.
I don't know.
Go to the trash and retrieve it.
I'm like, whoops. And then I'll email somebody being like, yo, can you resend me that? All the time. All the time.
This is one folder over.
All the time. Damn it, Maury does this. He's notorious for this.
Oh, but the same as Maria, where it's like, I will wait until I have an answer. Like, I don't want to be like, you know, leave it with me or something. Like, I'll just wait. Yeah. But I put my phone on Do Not Disturb sometimes as Mocha
does.
Your phone's
always on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
Yesterday, it's 24 hours a day on Do Not Disturb.
Yesterday, we were texting about something about today's show.
Yeah.
And Maury has notifications turned off.
Yeah.
But you're still replying to me in real time.
Because sometimes the phone's like on my nightstand. On Do Not Disturb, and I'll roll over and look at it.
Literally, your phone, Maury, is always on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah, Do Not Disturb.
Like, for example, on this show, right? During the hours of
Maury,
this show.
Maury, you have notification silence right now.
Because I'm on the radio.
No, it's always like that, though. It's
not always.
Always. No. Every single time.
So
every single time,
we're on the show, I have both my iPad and my phone. I have like a customized Do Not Disturb.
Really?
Right? That is just for this show. But I allow notifications from the team. So if any of you guys text me, it'll still populate on my phone. I'll see it. I can reply to it just in case because we're in all different rooms, right? Mm. So something needs to be answered almost right away. So at least you guys can.
How do you get a text notification?
I saw it pops up on my phone and my watch.
And it says what?
The text.
Oh, I don't know that.
Because you probably have all notifications turned
on. Yeah, I don't like notifications on my phone.
Oh.
I like clean. I don't need all the other nonsense on here. I don't want notifications. I don't want things on my screen when my phone's not in my hand. Uh-huh. If I lock my phone and my phone is continuously trying to talk to me and feed me things, I'm like, no, that's rude.
What else? We got time for one more DM, please, Maria.
All right. Raluca says, what childhood trait do you still think you have to this day?
That's a good question. What's your answer?
To be honest, I think I'm still the same person.
I can see that.
I don't think I've ever changed. Yeah.
Go ahead, Maury.
I still suck my thumb sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Actually, that is very true. Sometimes if you look over into where...
Yeah, he does this.
Yeah, in his studio, when Maury like is trying to concentrate on something...
Yeah.
He sticks his thumb in his
mouth.
Show
me how you do that, Maury.
Like, well, it's like sometimes it'll be the baby finger.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And sometimes it'll, as Maria was saying, like, I'll put my
against his teeth.
Yeah, yeah. I see Maury sucking his thumb more often than I see him sucking
and
his finger.
Like the skin is, like, and if I do it at home, my dad will slap the back of my head saying, we don't do that here.
Still?
Now? Yes. Bro, you're 50-something years old. Your dad's still smacking you?
Yeah. Like, if you want to suck your thumb at 50, suck your thumb at 50. Yeah.
Tell Frank J. Sherman to leave your dad alone.
Right?
Man.
What would he do if you ever walked up to him and slapped him in the back of the head?
Oh, I'd say, we don't do that here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What would happen?
Oh, my God. He'd throw me against the wall.
I know I said we have time for one more, but we're having a lot of fun. We now have time for one more DM, please, Maria.
Okay, Aylin says, does Roz continue to paint his nails even in the winter season?
Great question.
Yes, I do.
Do you have a winter color? Or is it the same, like the pink one that you...
Yeah, I think right now, I think they're a little bit more orangey now.
Uh-huh.
Now if I can take a look.
What's it called again?
That company has been jerking me around a lot because they keep changing their formula and the color tone. So I've moved on to something else, which I don't know what it's called.
Uh-huh.
But the old one that I used to love was called Pool Party.
That's what it was. Yeah,
it was a China glaze color, and that was always my favorite because it was the best and it was indestructible. And this stuff now that Catherine bought, it's really great.
Uh-huh.
I put it on and I have like one little chip, and I think I put it on like 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
And you know me, I barely wear shoes anywhere.
What color?
It's like an orange.
Oh, okay. So you won't switch it up at all, like for the seasons?
Nah, it's like that color.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Maria, do you switch according to the season?
Yeah.
You have certain colors?
Yeah. Well, my toes are like always white.
Okay.
Like all year round, they're always white nail polish on my toes. But my hands, like,
Is that code for something?
Why would it be code for something?
I don't know. I'm asking you. That's why I asked the question.
No, I just like white toenails.
Okay. I don't know.
I've done other colors and they just make my feet look weird.
I bet you that's code for something.
Oh, great.
Like clear or white?
No, white, man.
White. Like white color.
Look it up real quick, Ross.
Yeah, hold on here.
And then my fingers, I change like by like fall colors, winter colors.
So what's the color are you rocking for fall now?
Right now, I actually just have white.
Oh, okay. To match the toes.
But I'm going to get them done again, so.
Do you know what color you're going to get?
I think I want to do like a dark burnt burgundy-ish red color.
Wow.
I found it.
Oh,
yeah.
What now?
At least according to Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, go for it.
says, if someone has white nail polish on, it means that they are single and available.
There you go. I knew it was. Hey. I knew.
Is it really?
I knew.
Is that a real thing?
Look at Maria. What?
No, I didn't know that.
To me.
What?
Guys. Thank you for all of your DMs. Maria, pay attention to your DMs, especially after today. We do the DM deep dive on the show every day. I am so glad I said we had time for one more. DM deep dive again tomorrow.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. I regret this already.
DM deep dive time. All right. All the DMs that you are sending in to us, we love talking about them on the show every day.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Tatiana says, if the five of you all lived in a castle back in the hierarchy days, what would everyone's roles be? King or queen, servant, village idiot, soldier, princess, and more.
Bro, this is not fair. It's not.
Sham.
Go ahead and just take servant role and let you guys do the rest.
Okay. Well, if you had to pick, let's say you had to pick.
Nah, I'm not playing this game. I'll do the rest.
You wouldn't be allowed to play the game. Like
Sham's like, yo, this is a trap right here.
Okay. If Sham, if you had to be a servant role back in the day, right?
Okay.
Would you prefer to be like kitchen?
Like inside or outside of the grass?
That's not what I'm asking. We're talking medieval times. Okay?
Right.
We're not talking, you know, in the field times.
Yeah, we're not talking about less than 100 years ago.
Realistically, if we're talking those times, we would all be slaves.
Yeah.
We would all be in the basement, all of us.
No.
Maybe they would bring Maury up every now and then to laugh at him.
Yeah.
Right?
You guys don't think I'd be the princess?
You?
Yeah.
Based on what?
Based on everything.
Triggered, right?
You know what I mean? What do you mean? Yeah,
I know. Look at this. I know how you were raised.
All right. Next DM, Maria. Let's move on before this gets worse.
What's going to be the princess? All right. Vincent says, what is next for Maria after finishing her first ever half marathon? Any big plans fitness-wise? We all know she is our fit queen. All right.
What
fit queen. Wow, that's a good one.
What's the next thing?
I'm actually
be a princess.
Being a princess is my next venture. No, I'm actually doing this thing called the body recomposition.
Which is what?
Which is when you eat, it's like kind of like a bulk in a sense, where like you basically eat a lot of protein and put on a lot of muscle, and then you do a little shred towards the spring, summer, so I can put on a lot more muscle mass.
Oh, nice.
How do you do that? What do you eat?
I'm eating a lot of protein, so a lot of like chicken, protein powder, all of that kind of stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Bulk up. There you
bulk
go.
Bulk up. Yeah, like, so you put some muscle on.
Bulk up to the point of where you're going to have to buy new clothes?
No. I don't have money for a whole new wardrobe. Okay. But mainly just like so that like, I don't know, I just are more defined.
Gotcha.
One more DM, please, Maria.
Yeah, Laura Lee says, of all the nicknames Sham has been given, if he had to get rid of one, which one would he make go away?
So we got Shem, well, that's your name. We got Shemmy, which we got from your ma. We got Cheesecake, and we got Cookie Burger.
Also Crybaby.
Crybaby as well, yeah.
None of those nicknames actually bother me. The one that used to bother me was Hemorrhoids, or Shemroids, is what it used to be called. That was never fun. Didn't love that name.
So moving forward.
And your parents had no idea, huh?
None.
Like, just no idea how cruel kids can be,
bruh.
Right?
I used to be called Shem Brulee, Creme de la Shem, which are all somewhat flattering, I think.
Yeah.
Shemroids is the one, though.
But Shemroids or Hemorrhoids? Oh, that was the worst.
Were a lot of white people giving you those names? Or no?
It honestly mixed. Everybody. Everybody was giving me that name. Yeah. But yeah, Shemroids was the worst.
At Shem on Instagram, go to his latest post in the comment section and just load it up with Shemroids.
I feel like Shem's name is easy to make nicknames.
It's so easy.
Right? Like, that's why. Did you guys ever have any like really weird nicknames?
So easily. No, not really.
Nah, how about you?
No.
Yeah, people used to, you have to bleep this.
Okay.
People used to like joke around in high school and call me Pep.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Mm. And then like I only like.
Can I send people to Maria's Instagram and have them load up the comment section?
Yes. No.
What was yours, Maury?
Morphine.
Morphine? Who called you Morphine?
Luke Fair did.
Who's that? Mm-hmm.
He's now a famous DJ.
Oh,
that guy?
Okay. Really? Because I've been to many music festivals. I've never heard of Luke Fair.
One guy. That was it? Just Morphine?
Morphine, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Thank you, everyone, for all of the DMs that you are sending in. We talk about them every day on the show. Maria Pat gets them.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
And we talk about them.
Should have never said anything.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Anytime you send a DM to us, they get to Maria. Maria organizes them, brings them to the radio so we can chat about those DMs.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs?
Lizzie says, do you think rehearsed handshakes are cool or are they a nick?
What's your answer, Maria?
Icky.
Yeah. Mm. Rehearsed, like the super elaborate.
Yeah.
Right?
Like if you were out in public and then you start doing some weird handshake with your friend, like, stop.
Okay.
But what if they enjoy it?
Okay.
Why don't you like watching people have fun?
I do.
Are you jealous?
But like, I don't want a personalized handshake. I just like, it's immature.
Is it though? Is it?
You see, like, I'm sorry, Roz, would you run up to Mocha and start doing some elaborate handshake every day?
If we had one.
You would not. You would not.
No, you know, Roz, you know why he wouldn't? Because he wouldn't remember it.
Yeah, yeah.
At all. But like basketball players have them. Like,
that's different. Do them. You're playing a sport.
Football players do that.
You're playing a sport.
Okay.
Why does that change things?
Because, like, that's just a part of, like, the game.
Baseball play. Did you see that clip?
Why do you just, you're so against seeing people have fun.
That's not true. I have fun all the time
with
people.
No. I'm not saying you have fun.
Yes.
But when you see two people, like, two dudes just, like, kicking it and having fun, just being dudes.
Yeah.
That's gross to you.
No, I'm not. No, they can be dudes all they want. But if you're, like, yay, man, and, like, you're in the middle of the street and you start doing some, like, handshake. Yeah. You look stupid.
Did you see that clip? I can't remember what team it was, but a ball player came in. I don't know if he hit a home run or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
One of his other dudes came out to like congratulate.
Yeah.
But instead of like a pat on the ass or like you know, a high five or double high five.
Yeah.
They're like. Their midsections?
Oh, they touch wieners. Yeah, they touch cups. They've been doing that for a long time in baseball.
Have they?
Yes.
I only saw this clip.
There's a
like
whole
recently.
Montage. There's one guy who hit a home run and walked through the dugout and bumped wieners with everybody.
Cup to cup with everyone?
Yes. He like ran the gauntlet.
That didn't happen when I played.
With just the players or like?
Just the players,
okay,
I think. Yeah.
Like the coaching staff?
Oh, yeah. No, he ran the gauntlet. He was in the dugout and it was 1, 2, 3, 4, just cup to cup all the way down the line. Is that hot, Maria?
No.
Okay.
What else we got in the DM deep talk today?
All right. Jennifer says, does Mocha ever not wear a hat?
Yeah, when I'm taking a shower, I don't wear a hat. And when I am sleeping, I don't wear a hat. Most times I still have a hat on. Sometimes I take my hat off, like when I'm at home, as soon as I get home. But because I wear a hat so frequently, I just forget that it's on.
There were a couple of times we did advertising campaigns where people were like, hey, maybe no hat, right? And I think there was one or two where you did not wear a hat.
Uh-huh.
But now...
In the early years,
yeah. But now I think what has happened is that people sort of... They all understand that is just such a big part of his look and personality that now when we do these commercials, they make him custom hats.
Yeah.
Right? Like they start from scratch and make like if they need like a specific color or a specific thing. Like Mocha gets custom hats when we do these things because now the hat is a must. Now it's weird if he's not wearing a hat.
Yeah. So with my hat collection, because of the commercials, I have a whole bunch of one-of-one hats.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever wear those?
Once in a while. The one that from our latest commercial with the slime, the yellow one that says legend on it, I want to wear it, but like somebody in the wardrobe department, she's got them all in like...
Oh, you don't have them?
I don't have it. It's like tucked away with the whole outfit.
Right.
That whole yellow outfit. It's in the other... I think it's actually downstairs.
Yeah.
Where... all of our other wardrobes.
Right. Yeah. So it's tough. Like you know, yeah, you want to keep all that stuff and you know, you'd wear the yellow one. Cause that yellow hat was awesome.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it was great.
But it's like, you know, it's not yours at that point. It's wardrobe. And when it's wardrobe, you can't like, you just pull it out in real life.
That's what she said. Yeah. what else we got? We got time for one more.
Michael says, where is somewhere in the world you have not traveled yet, but would love to go to?
Japan.
Oh, Italy. Oh, Japan's a good one too. Yeah. Italy. I wouldn't mind going to Iceland. That place looks awesome. A bunch of like photographers that I follow on IG and content creators, they've been posting. A lot of them recently, like in the past year and a half, have all gone to Iceland to take photos and stuff. And I'm like, yo, that place looks amazing. Yeah.
Catherine's gone three times.
Crazy,
I'd love
right?
To go there.
Roxy's been to Iceland twice.
That's amazing.
Because it's a quick flight.
Uh-huh.
You think it's super far, but it's not. It's a quick flight. But it's like, I will never go. She's always like, oh my God, you're going to love it. I'm like, why? Because it's a lot of walking and it's cold. Right? Like, what about Iceland says to you that I'm gonna love it?
But what about, you said Japan, right? That flight's like 24 hours.
Well, no, but that's why I haven't gone, right? Yeah, like, it's just not.
I'd love to go, but that flight time, I don't think I'd last.
Oh, bro.
See, I would love to go to Australia, but the flight
too
time
long.
Is what?
Same too thing, long. It's like 24 hours.
Yeah, you would have to separate it. Like, the only way I would do Australia, which maybe I'll do it next year, is like stop somewhere for a couple of days in the middle.
Uh-huh. But it's and hard then, though with Australia because there's not a lot of middle.
Uh-huh. It's ocean.
I would try to find a middle ground somewhere. Whatever is middle, even if it's a quarter of the way.
It's like middle's Los Angeles, right? Like that's where you go. It's like 5 hours to LA and then like 19 to
I could do 18. Yeah. I just don't know if I could do 22 straight.
Catherine's going to Africa.
Wow.
What?
She just bought those tickets.
Yo, when?
She's doing a shoot.
That's amazing.
In Tanzania.
Yeah. That's Are you allowed to say what?
No, I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know what she's shooting. But she just had to book that ticket. And that's like, I think it's like three flights in 19 hours and flying like one of her legs is on like Ethiopia Airlines.
Wow.
Right?
That's incredible.
Like,
oh my God.
Oh
I can't
my
wait.
God.
I can't
yeah,
wait to see
yeah,
what picture
yeah,
she
I don't,
takes.
I don't know exactly what she's doing.
All the DMs that end up going to the Kiss account, Maria gets and brings them to the show so we could talk about them and have great conversations. That was wonderful. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
DM Deep Dive time. Once again, we do this on the show every day. These are the DMs that you're sending in to us. Maria gathers them and brings them to the show.
She does. Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Chris says, so we established that Roz is a terrible driver for not giving a wave, but I'm wondering, how bad is it? There's two cars parked on each side of a narrow road, and an oncoming driver pulls to the side to let you pass first.
Mm-hmm.
Do you give the wave then, or you a smooth, cool Scrooge?
Okay, so explain the setup again.
Parked cars.
Yes.
Narrow road. At this point, only one car could get through.
So it's normally there's not cars on both sides.
Right.
Okay. So is there normally street parking on one side?
Sure.
That's
there
normally.
Could be. There could
okay.
be, yeah.
And then the other car delivery van is just sort of parked on the other side.
Yes.
Right?
So at this point, only one car could get
yes.
through. So you're driving one way, oncoming traffic.
Right.
At the
that
same
person
time.
Okay. Yes.
ends up pulling over
right.
to allow you to go by.
Right.
When you go by, do you give a wave?
Is the car in my is the car that's not supposed to be there in my lane or in their lane?
You're technically both going in the middle lane.
No. Okay, if I'm on a street and there's natural street parking, so there's a lot of cars on one side of the street.
Okay.
On the other side of the street, there's no parking, but there's a delivery truck on that side of the street.
Yes.
Sure.
Am I driving towards the delivery truck that is in the opposite lane?
Yes.
Or am I driving behind the delivery truck that is in my lane?
You're driving towards the delivery truck.
That's in my lane? So the delivery truck is in his lane?
Correct.
Okay, then I'm not waving.
If it's the opposite?
If it's the opposite and I'm stuck behind the delivery truck and I got to wait for one of these guys to stop, then yes.
Really? Wow.
You're not letting me by.
I think either way you're letting someone by.
Yeah. No, you're not. My lane is clear. Your lane is not.
But technically both lanes aren't clear.
No.
Even when there's parking on one side, half the lane is still taken.
Doesn't matter. My lane is clear. Yours is not.
I have been in this situation 3 times a week based on a route that I take to the gym.
Yeah.
I always wave. If someone's letting me go by, I don't care the direction of the car.
They're
the direction
not letting
of,
you go by.
If they pull over to allow me to go through, I give a wave.
No, but they're not letting
wave.
You go by. If I'm on, if I'm on the other side, right, and when there's a lineup of cars and three go by without acknowledging my existence, and one guy stops and lets me go by, for sure, give him the wave.
No, I always wave.
But if
wave.
I'm in my lane, right, and I go, you didn't let me go. You didn't let
waving.
Me go by.
I don't care. Maria, are you waving?
I always wave. I always say thank you because either way, you're both going in opposite directions and both lanes are blocked because realistically street parking takes up half the lane.
Doesn't matter.
So either way, it's an inconvenience.
No, but even with street parking, there's enough room on that road for two cars to go by. Right? But, one in one direction, one in the other direction.
No, I'm still
if you got a U-Haul in your lane that's pulled up on the sidewalk and blocking, that's your obstacle, not my obstacle.
So, but if Chris, the other person allows you to get around, you should say thank you.
They're not allowing me to do anything.
Or you would have to sit behind and wait.
No, I'm not having to wait for anything. They're the one that's waiting.
So to answer your question,
he's still
Chris,
a smooth, cool Scrooge.
Right.
Thank you, Maria. Next DM.
Christina says, what's the first thing you'd buy if you won the lottery today?
Roz, what's your answer?
How much am I winning?
Okay, let's say you won
$3 million. Like $3 million?
Yeah, $3 million.
Okay, so
No, let's go big budget here. Because these jackpots go up. So let's say $80 million.
$80 million?
Yeah.
If it was $80 million, I probably wouldn't buy something right away because you got a lot of figuring out to do with $80 million. So I'd probably sit down and make a plan first.
Yeah.
But I realistically, like, what would I buy? I'd probably buy, I like houses. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's say $3
like
million.
Because $3 million, I'm not buying a house.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Right? So I'm not buying a house. So
you have to figure out to make that $3 million. More millions.
Yes, yes. So what am I buying? Like, what am I splurging on if I win $3 million? The first thing I would do is I would probably sit down with the girls and go, what is your ultimate dream vacation? Because they love to travel.
Yeah.
And I don't like to travel, but they love to travel. And I would have no problem flopping down whatever it takes to get them to wherever they need to go. Like first class, best hotels, because they hate all that stuff, right? They don't like spending money on tickets and they don't like nice hotels where I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I would just, we would go somewhere that they've always wanted to go.
Yeah. My thing is vacation because I don't go places enough.
Yeah.
And it would definitely be vacation. Maria, what are you doing?
I'm buying a place in Greece.
Oh, wow.
With $3 million?
Yeah. I'd buy a condo.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd buy like my parents one too.
Oh, that's nice.
And then, I don't know. I would just use the rest to have some fun.
Add to cart on Sephora.com.
Yeah, that's also what I would do.
All right. One more DM, please, Maria.
All right. Francis says, does Maria ever remember a time when her voice was high-pitched? Does she remember it getting deeper at a certain point?
God damn. Do you want to answer this or you want to just
No, I don't care. I've always had like a bit of a raspier voice even as a kid.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't think my voice is ever extremely high pitched. Obviously your voice does change from child to adult, but I don't know. I'd say it's gotten raspier
like,
over the years.
Do you have any video of you like as a kid where you noticed there was a change?
Like, I guess kind of. I guess after like high school, like as I don't know, you hit puberty and your voice kind of, mine just got raspy.
After high school?
No, like in high school. Oh. Like elementary to high school, I think my voice changed a little bit.
All right.
But I don't know. Like I've always had a raspy voice.
Man, hitting puberty in college would suck.
No, that would be really new.
Hey guys, are we gonna meet at the bar?
Start sweating. Freaking out about armpit hair. What is this?
Face full of acne. great question from Francis. Great question from everyone. Thank you so much. Keep those DMs coming in. We love talking about them every day. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.